and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for this day that you have set aside. As I said earlier this morning, that you've allowed us to see. We don't take it lightly or discreetly lightly, because we know that there are many that wish they could come to the house of worship. No matter how hot it is outside, we still looked over the heat to come to give you praise, honor, and glory that's due to your name. And Lord, we ask that you anoint this sermon, that someone may go running saying, what must I do?
Yes, Lord.
It's in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Lesson to be found in the house of prayer one more time.
Yes, Lord.
If you have your Bibles, let us go to the book of John again. The fifth chapter of the book of John, the big John, so fifth chapter of John. And we'll start reading about that first verse if you have it. All of us in here, God is talking to us this morning through the gospel according to John. The fifth chapter and verse 1. Verse 1, if you have it, say amen.
Amen.
And if you can stand for the reading, do so. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. These lay a great multitude of impotent folk, blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. An angel came down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. So whoever then was first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. 6 says, when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, wilt thou be made whole? 7 says, the important man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another stepping down before me. Jesus said unto him, 8 verse, rise, take up thy bed and walk. Immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that were cured, it is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered and said, he that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed.
Yes, Lord.
May be seated.
Amen.
Tell somebody, God got a blessing with my name on it.
Yes, Lord.
God got a blessing with my name on it. Amen. That was what I sure was going to say, and I claim it. In Jesus' name. God got a blessing with my name on it, signifying that it will come to pass. I may not can see it in the earth realm right now, but I believe it's already formed in the spiritual realm. So I say, God, got a blessing with my name on it. And I'm believing and trusting it will come to pass. Jesus had just gotten dealing with the woman that had been going to the well at a different time of the day. One thing about Jesus, he always was trying to help somebody. And in this day and time, we don't have a lot of that no more. I remember the times when grandmama and mama would be sitting on the porch and they would see their neighbors maybe going having some troubles. And they wouldn't go just one, but both of them would go at the same time. And they would have a gift in their hand. It wouldn't be much, but they might have some, I don't know if y'all remember about some, they used to call it kush-kush. Kush-off. They would have some, hello somebody. They would also have in the other hand a little piece of tea cake. And they would go over to Miss Lucia, Miss Betty, they was kind of older than grandmama and mama. And I always knew Jerusalem would tell my son, I try to keep him close to me because whatever is on me, maybe it'll rub off on him, hopefully. Because in this day and time, you need the Lord every time, everywhere you go. You need the Lord. I don't care what nobody say. I take him even in the car, wherever I'm at. I say, Lord, come on, go with me, because you don't know what may not take place. Things are happening so fast. And I can remember the times when back in the day, as I said before, grandmama and mama, they would go help somebody. But before they help them, they would always sing a song and they'll start praying. Like last Pope, they'll have a prayer in the gun. Because prayer will move a mountain. I don't care what these young folks say. If you don't have no prayer life with the Lord, you need to get one. They had a big wedding I done yesterday, and I told them, you need to pray. You young folks, keep on doing what you're doing. Prayer will change your situation. It may not come when you wanting to come, but it's always on time. You just keep on praying and say, Lord, I know that a change is going to come. And I know that I got a blessing with my name on it. It's mine. And today, this morning, I don't know who I'm talking to in the house of prayer, but whatever you're going through, put it in the Lord's hand. And don't take it out, but keep it in the Lord's hand. Because you're in good hands, they say, with all state. But you're in perfect hands with Jesus. I don't know no man that can work your situation out better than Jesus. I don't know no man that can handle what you're going through better than the Son of the living God. Now, you may not test it, but if you put it in his hands, surely he will work it out somehow, somewhere. It may not be when you want it, but he's going to let you know when he worked it out, because he knows how to speak to your heart. God knows how to speak in your spirit and drop something that you thought you would never hear in your spirit. And I want to tell you this morning that whatever you're going through, again, hold your head up. Because you serve a living and true Lord. Jesus the Christ is our lawyer every day. And what I'm seeing here in this fifth chapter of John, there are some things going on in this fifth chapter. Let's look at it maybe in a couple of verses. It says, after this, there was a feast of the Jews.
Yeah, yeah.
Where Jesus was trying to keep the law because he made the law.
Yeah.
And they were talking about what? The Passover.
Uh-huh.
It was a blood sacrifice, but it was with animals.
Uh-huh.
And God had told the children of Israel in the book of Exodus, you want to go read it, write it down, chapter 12. He says, when I see the blood on the door at midnight, I'm going to let the destroyer go over that house. But don't you come out trying to peek, because we know we always try to be nosy. But God was letting them know, don't be nosy, because when you peek out, it's going to get your behind too. And the Bible said that when they begin to look, and that the destroyer would look and see the blood, it would go. That's what they say. That's why it's called the Passover. It would pass over the sacrifice of the blood cover of the house to the next house. And if the blood is on that house, it'll go over to the next house. And God had told the children of Israel, saying, as long as you live, the ancestors, he said, I want you to remember that this was the Lord's Passover. So what I'm saying now is, in this fifth chapter here, they were trying to keep the command of what God had said to the ancestors of the Jews. And it said, but when they was keeping that feast, Jesus, it said, went up where? To Jerusalem. And God had already said there will be no king sitting on the throne of Jerusalem until Jesus come back. I know I got some witnesses in here. And so, but Jesus himself went up to Jerusalem, where they would institute the Passover with ashes of scapegoats and heifers and all this pigeons and turtle doves and all. They were sacrificing their sins. And what I like about the cover we have, we can stand right here and say, Lord, you say in Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if thou confess the Lord Jesus with thy mouth and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt. Let's take a little further. The Bible said, if you drop back to that fourth chapter there and round about that 24th verse, the Bible said he told this woman that he met at the well. He said, there will come a time when you ain't going to have to face Jerusalem. You could just stay right where you at in your seat and say, God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit. I know I got some witnesses in here. And so that's what they were trying to keep, because it said, after this, there was a feast of the what? Jews. Signifying they were God's chosen people. Signifying that God whooped their butt a few years ago because he led them in the captivity of Babylon. Because in Psalms 137 and verse 1 through 4, they say they sat down in the land. That strange land. And the people of Babylon in Psalm 137, 1 through 4, go read it out. And the Bible said that they began to ask him to sing a new song, a song of Zion. But they were so sorrowful and that they did not believe that where they were, they began to say, how can we sing a song in a strange land? Or either, how can we sing the song that we used to sing when we in captivity? Well, you brought it on yourself, because God had already told you, don't run after them other gods, because I am God and there is no other. I'm A and I am C. I'm the beginning and I'm the I'm the beginning and the ending. No other God can come before me. So let's look at the text. The text says, now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in Hebrew tongue Bethesda. That was a beautiful place, but it was a place where the rich, the poor, it didn't matter. One thing about sickness, it don't care how much money you got. It don't care how pretty you look. It don't care how beautiful your hair is. Sickness is, when it come upon you, you ain't gonna look this way. Now, you may think you're going to look the same, but God got a way of getting all of our attention, because don't nothing come before his death without him signing off on it. Because if you ask our brother Job, the Bible says, let's go there for a minute. The Bible says that Satan began to talk to the Lord. And he said, the Lord said, have thou considered my servant Job, an upright man, a man that is too evil, a man that don't do no wrong. He tried to do all things right. He go to the church every day and pray for his children. He had 10 children. But Lucifer said, Satan said, name ain't Lucifer no more, Satan said, yes, I thought about you. I did think about him. But you had a hedge about him. And I couldn't get to him. So I let you know this morning, let's put a pin right there, and I'm going to throw this out for free. No matter what you're going through, God know how to protect you. No matter what your children are going through. No matter what kind of drug you think they are. God know how to take the taste from their mouth. No matter if how they're doing in school, if they're not doing the way you want them and you taught them to do, turn it over to Jesus. He know how to work in mysterious ways. The old folks said God worked in some mysterious angels. Because I can remember when we was coming up there, folk, that when we get sick, when we stepped on a nail, them old folks would call us here. Somebody know what I'm talking about. And they'll have some called turpentine. And they'll take that turpentine and they begin to pray over it and all this. And maybe after a few days, Brother Mead, they would take it and pray over it. And after that, Brother Mead, we go outside and pray again. It ain't nothing like the old way. Because that's the best way. We used to say, thank you, Lord, our Father prayer. We had to come in and read a verse out of the Bible in the heat like this. And then we had to read a book. Ain't no such thing as I don't feel like doing it. Ain't no such thing as that. Ain't no such thing as that you couldn't get no whooping from your neighbor. And then when you go back home, you're going to get a beating. Yeah. You hit my child. That ain't nothing but a devil. You know your child ain't nothing but a raven whoop and sheep cloak. Yeah, they need to be butt whoop. But these days have gone. And all I say today, and I'm talking about, I got a blessing with my name. Call him up. Call him up. And tell him what you want. I want a closer walk with the Lord. I don't know what you want this morning. Because if I got a closer walk with the Lord, when the devil do throw those fiery darts at me, God will know how to put his hand up and it'll go away and fall down before it even get to me. Grandma and granddad and grandma and mama would say, when we'd send us to the store, they would say, look up Mason Street and look down. I'm going to say, well, I ain't going to look up. Ain't nothing cars coming that way. But as I got older, I remember what they were saying. Be careful when you leave out the house. And they said, put on, so always have on some clean underwear and some clean socks. Oh, I know I'm talking to somebody. Because you never know what's going to happen today. But I didn't understand it, Sister Glenda B. But now I understand it now in the by and by. Because they were trying to teach me intelligence and respect. And these children today don't have no respect as whatsoever. Wear their pants down, talk all those crazy talk, and they'll shoot you if you get in their way. But I got a remedy because I just put the Lord in and I said, Lord, you handle today's wherever my foot's going, whatever I say, you be in control. Because see, I got loose lips that'll sink a ship, but I know that God know how to take my tongue and read it in there. God got a blessing. There are some, I say, God got a blessing. With my name, I can't shake it like y'all. Y'all remember that song? Here, back to the text. And it say, now this show you what I'm talking about in this fifth chapter of John. It say, a great, that means a lot of people, important, blind, halt, they were waiting on what? That angel to come down and get in that water.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. But if you look in that fourth verse, the Bible said, for an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water.
Yeah.
And say, it didn't matter who it was, black, green, yellow, white. It said, whosoever will step in first will be healed.
Yeah.
Voila. But it says, not only that, and whatever disease they had, it could be cancer, whatever it was, the angel would heal that somebody.
Yeah.
Well, Jesus began to show up. And one thing, beauty room, you need to know, when Jesus shows up,
yes,
he's going to show up. You don't believe that this moment?
Yeah.
I'm going to say that again. When Jesus shows up, he's going to show up. And you're going to know that it was him and not the devil. The Bible says, a certain man, look what it said, verse 5. God got a blessing with your name. A certain man was there. Now I'm going to stop right there. A certain, meaning that this man hadn't been sick all of his life. Certain means that he had a job. He had paid his taxes year by year to the IRS. He went to church every Sunday. I'm just talking about this fifth verse. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity. Look, 38 years. That's a long time. But that should encourage you not to be scared because of this Delta thing that's called COVID-19. I'm going to get on that for a minute. Some people have already had two shots. Now they're going through a third shot. But I'm gonna tell you the medicine. I'm gonna tell you the key to it. Every day, you need to say, Lord, I'm gonna plead the blood over my body. And I'm not just gonna say it like that, but say, in the name of Jesus, with his stripes, I'm healed. Say that every day. And I guarantee you, won't nothing happen. I'm gonna say it again. I dare you to say that every day. Because in St. John 14:14, it says, if you ask anything in my name, I do. I know what I'm talking about, church. I'm not bragging. And I'm not exempt. But they tell me, you don't wear a mask. I'm not going against the law of what they say mandate. I'm going by what God said. God said, yeah, I put the blood of Jesus over my back. Every day you say that when you get up, watch God work.
Amen.
You get what?
Yes, sir.
Because don't forget, when they put him on the cross,
yeah.
The Bible said that soldier began to pierce the side.
Yeah.
Not only blood came out, but water came out as well.
Yes, sir.
That signifying that this man here called Jesus was the son of the living. And not only that, he got all power. He told him, you should drink deadly poison in 1616. Now don't tempt him now. But he said, when you drink deadly poison, it should not hurt you. When that angel of the Lord was up on Apostle Paul, 28th chapter Acts, the Bible said, a venomous, deadly poison got on Paul. Paul shook him off in the fire. When you're full of the Holy Ghost, COVID got to go back. I don't
matter what you say. Glory got to go back.
Come on, Jesus.
I dare Colton, come on, get Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is something from God. And anything from God is spirit. That ain't nothing but the devil called COVID. But God said, I got all power in my hand. And ain't no devil in hell can stop your blessing. Ain't no devil in hell can stop when you say, I'm preaching the blood over my power. Because the blood still works today. Yes, it does. And now I'm doing what? It'll see you through every day. That's why they used to sing a song, say, I plead the blood of Jesus. It will never lose its power. Y'all remember that? I plead the blood of Jesus over everybody here today that no sicknesses will come up on their body. I do it for you. Because the Bible says the frequent work of prayer in James 5:13-16, the frequent work of, notice say, 13 say, is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders. Anoint them it up. In the name of Jesus, they shall be saved.
Yes, sir.
That was the book saying. Yes. I'm standing on the word. See, you got to stand on the word. Ain't nothing gonna happen if you don't stand on the word. Because he said in St. Luke 17, he said, if you speak to that sycamore tree and not doubt in your heart, it shall be plucked up and rooted and out your way. So Jesus is a man that he ain't gonna lie. Jesus is a man that he ain't gonna deviate from what he said. What he say he mean, and what he mean he say. Back to the text. Satan man. Oh Lord. I know I got to close this thing out, but I just want to tell. It say a certain man had been sick for 38 years, every day lying in that same position, day in, day out. And Jesus shows up, found that man.
Yes, sir.
I ain't going to be through with this, but he said, and he said, I like what he said, look what he said. Six said, when Jesus saw him, say that again, and knew that he had been now alone in that faith, in that situation, a long time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Anybody had to tell Jesus that he had been there 38 years? Anybody got to tell, look, whatever you're going through, you ain't got to tell nobody else what you're going through. Tell it to Jesus and read his word.
Right.
And I promise you, you're going to see some things. God told us that only church of you, Jesus. You to leave. Don't worry about nothing else. Because I made everything. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And don't look for nothing.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
Sinlaw and surrounding areas, I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, and I'm encouraging you to keep your radio dial locked to KAYT KQJO-FM, pumping out 70,000 watts of pure listening enjoyment pleasure, exclusively designed with you in mind. KAYT KQJO-FM is the place to be. All the time.
Good morning. Welcome to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson, located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville, Louisiana, near the Berrytown Shopping Center. Contact Pastor Johnson by writing P.O. Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana, 71496, or phone 337-239-3845, or 337-238-4063. And now, here's Johnson Temple.
That in hell.